And we've had a program for a few years now where we collect blood at prostate cancer patients at 6 monthly intervals. We've got about 600 men that we've now got various samples from. And of that group, we were able to identify a group that relapsed under follow-up and match them clinically with a group that did not relapse under follow-up. And what you see here is that the pre-relapse peripheral blood sample, you can see a higher level of circulating prostate cancer cells, which becomes obviously much more significant once they've developed metastases. In the case here, it was a bone metastasis. And that's key for GSTPI, which is a prostate cancer marker, but it's also present for APC, which is thought to be more of a colorectal disease phenomenon. So in other words, because the assay is so sensitive and stable, you're able to detect and quantify circulating peripheral blood cells. And we've got a larger project that's confirming this ongoing at the moment. One of the areas that's so exciting about epigenetics is it confirms some of the epidemiological data we see at the moment. And this particularly involves diet, but in breast cancer it may involve the hormonal environment more. It's been known for several years that you have metastable epialleles. And what that means is that you have genes.